Good morning, friends. We have some awesome students here with us today, and I'd like them to introduce themselves. So take it away.
Hi, I'm Afeda, and I love mac and cheese.
Hi, my name is Julie, and I've been doing art for about 8 years now.
And my name is Rachel, and I'm a great sleeper.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here with me today. As you know, we've been doing the podcast for a bit during, especially during this distance learning almost every day. And I'm really excited to have you all here to answer some questions, some things that maybe we all have been experiencing, but haven't had time to talk about. So I'm super, super grateful that you're all here today. So for our first question, let's start it off with something a little simple. That's not exactly fair, I guess, but it's a simpler question. One word to describe the feeling that you've had when you think about your typical day nowadays. We've been doing this for almost a little bit over a month. Like, what is one word that comes to mind when you think about your day?
Productive, I guess.
Say chill or relaxed, because I'm definitely not like an energetic person as like others like think I am. But you know, I'm more chill and relaxed.
Oh yeah, I'm more surprised. Yeah, she is. I think I'm more. I want to say grateful. I don't know, just grateful because of our doctors. Without them, a lot of people like would have died more than it should.
And Aveda, did you have a word you were mentioning?
Yeah, productive. I think because I'm more focused on our assignments, and I agree with Rachel and Julie as well.
Yeah. Nice. What? The next question, what has been the most surprising or unexpected part or aspect of this time?
Well, I think the hardest is that, or not the hardest, I'm sorry, the surprising and unexpected part of this time is that, like, the fact that this, like, virus could kill almost anyone. So it would be, like, I would wake up and my parents would go to the grocery store, and one day they could just think, don't do it. Like, they could have, like, just got, like, get the virus in. And then one day they're not here, I guess. Something for me, something related to school, not like really to the coronavirus outbreak. Something that was unexpected was the scavenger hunt. I didn't think we would have a virtual scavenger hunt, but it worked. So that was really fun.
Of course, COVID-19 is like a bad thing all around, even when it was small and like not that big. But like when it was like announced that it was kind of like a global pandemic, it kind of like hit me and it was like a real wake up call to me. And I was like, oh, okay, like this is serious.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And that kind of leads into this next question. What has been the scariest part of this time for you?
COVID-19 is not like something we can track. Like we don't know who has it. And it's kind of like a mystery to all of us. So it's kind of scary to me knowing that like if I go outside and like I'm not careful, I can get it myself and I won't even know for about 2 weeks.
So. Fortunately, we have like apps that can track us, but I feel like when we have apps that can track us, I feel like there's nothing called a free country and that we have our own privacy that's being invaded. So I feel like that's not safe, but either way, this is kind of a hard time to like think about. It's really hard to like depend on one side.
Yeah.
Something scarier for me is to think if my family members are like, and relatives are safe and healthy, because I really want them to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I think kind of to play off this question, this is unlike anything we've ever been through, right? Like, and I think we had this conversation as a class, and Rachel, you'd mentioned something about this being like, we're living through history right now. Like this is a moment in history that will be, this is like marking a moment. Like there was before this time and now there will be after this time. Like this will be a marker that we remember. Do you remember some of those thoughts you were saying, Rachel, at that time?
Yeah, I said I realized that this was going to be in either our grandkids or kids Xbox.
Yeah.
But like how Anne Frank was in ours.
Yeah.
And we would be in the same position, except we might be one of the survivors, and we would probably there's like a high chance that someone will be interviewing us and saying, how was it like this time? What'd you eat? Like, how are you surviving?
Yeah.
And we would just be one of those people about what would be telling.
We'd be like, we did TikToks every day. We were good.
Yeah, we just watch TV.
Renegating your way through history.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. I mean, in some ways it's like, yeah, we really are just making it through. We're doing TikToks. We're laughing. We're watching TV or Netflix or Disney Plus. And yet there's also the like heavy parts that you guys were just sharing about how if your mom or dad goes to the store, you don't know if they'll come back carrying the COVID-19 virus or not. And it's this weird like paradox or like we're holding both, right? Like, we get to learn the renegade and all the new TikTok dances, and we have this kind of fear that's there. Thanks for sharing about that. Let's go to the next question. Looking back at life before, what is something you took for granted?
Something I took for granted was I was outside. I didn't really think how lucky we were to be outside rather than inside, and how much exercise we were getting. I think I took that for granted.
I agree with Aveda. I also think that I didn't go outside as much as I could have. I'm actually not an outdoor person. Like, I don't really like going outside because it's like not my like forte. Like, I like my bed, I like my room, I like being inside. But now that I can't like go outside without being like wearing a mask and like being safe and making sure I'm staying away from people, it kind of like hit me. It's like, you know, you could have like done more when like you could have gone outside.
I think I took for granted. Well, something that I took for granted is that I know it might sound like really like selfish and self-centered, but I think it's money, because money right now, like, it may not be like the only thing in the world that can help us, which is true, but without money, some people wouldn't have survived. They couldn't go to seek for help or even get food right now. Like, getting food is really dangerous. They can risk their life just for like, I don't know, a banana they could survive on. But I'm really grateful for money and my family, because they're really like important.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you guys kind of all shared a little bit about that, like second part, or how are you different because of this realization? Do you have anything you would want to add to that? Or
it definitely impacted me. It also made me think, like, be grateful for the things that I do have rather than I don't, because living like negatively is not always good. So especially during this time, I'm trying to stay positive and happy.
I agree. I'm valuing, like, I know the value of what it is to stay inside and how hard it might be for some people. So I'm really grateful that we are safe and healthy.
Yeah, I agree with all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Man. Veda, Julia, Rachel, this has been so awesome. And you have totally made this podcast like just next level. You've taken it to the next level. I'm so excited about this. And I think maybe we should do this again and maybe have you three on again, or maybe some other friends, and we can think of some other questions that we'd like to explore together. I do have one final question for us. And actually, it's actually not a question that I'm asking, and it's a question that you get to ask. And so what is one like fun or silly question that you have for me, or maybe we can ask the class and kind of put out there, and then the class can answer on Google Classroom or in our Zoom call later today. Do you have a question for us?
Of course I have a question for you. And it's TikTok related.
Oh, no.
Can you please, like, for the class, I noticed that, like, Miss Thomas would be filming this video, like, of her, in case, like, we were missing her, and we did, and we would watch the video. But why aren't Kate Noah's video be learning Renegade?
Ah, interesting. So you're wondering why I don't film a video of myself? Yeah. So I tend to use like a screen capture and then so that I'm using slides for the lesson and I talk over that. But I mean, the reality is like while I'm teaching the lessons on like argument writing or something, I'm busy doing the Renegade. So I don't want that to distract you from the lesson, but maybe I should add some face-to-face time on those lessons. Huh? Is that what you're saying? What about the other two?
I think during the lesson, I never listened to the lesson like I did before. My question isn't really a silly question, but it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Where was your first holiday placed as far back as you can remember?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I think we should open that up to the class too. So, and maybe Julie and Rachel, you guys can share this too. Like, what's the earliest memory I have of a holiday and where was it? Is that kind of what you're asking, Advaita?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a really good one. You know what? I think I can find, well, I don't know if I remember it this young, but it's the place. When I showed you that presentation, the Prezi in the beginning of the year of who's Mr. K, mm-hmm. there's a few pictures of me as a baby. And there's one where I'm sitting on a brick, like, fireplace step at my grandparents'. And this is in Northern California. And those are my earliest memories, at their home for Christmas. And all our family would come together, cousins, uncles, aunts, we'd all cram in their small little house and people would be sleeping on the floor, on the couches, the pull out beds, you know what it's like, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of my earliest memories. We would roast hot dogs in that fireplace that I'm sitting on. Like not while I was sitting there, but because I was like two. But I think I'll try to find that picture and post on Google Classroom. What about you guys?
That sounds so crazy. The
earliest memory I have is I don't remember. Actually, no, I think I do. But when I was around like 5-ish, I used to go to Korea all the time. And there's this one picture of me that I have. I'm not going to share it because it looks really embarrassing. But it's me and I have like a flower in my hand and I'm standing in front of my grandma's house.
Oh.
Oh, I've seen it, I think.
Yeah. And you sent it to someone that I didn't want you to send it.
Advaita. No, let's fight.
Advaita. I think Advaita has a photo she can share. Just kidding. We'll respect your request. Share. Yeah.
I came to America in an early age, so like I came to America when I was 2 or 3, and when I did, like it was like my first Christmas there, and I was surprised because I was so cold. But when I went there, like my parents took me to Grand Canyon, and we had a lot of fun. And I remember just saying thank you and please. That's because that's the only word I could say to everyone.
Love it. Good question.
You want to hear my question?
Yeah, yeah. What's your question?
Okay, so I kind of like, I said, okay, if there's a zombie apocalypse, do you think that you'll survive?
Oh my goodness. Oof.
This is zombie apocalypse.
I know, this almost, in some ways it kind of feels like that. And
yeah, because you're blocked and you're inside. Yeah. You can't go.
I mean, obviously we're missing the zombies, but minor detail. You know what?
Yeah, I feel like I'm too slow.
You're too slow, but you know, like,
I'm gonna fight them off, but yeah. I feel like I'm like not gonna survive because I'm way too slow.
I would say, but you know all those like martial arts and stuff. I know.
Yeah, that's
no, not TikTok dances. I don't think that will help. Maybe if there's a dance off with a zombie, you guys would totally win.
Like, we would totally win. Like, dance off.
Right. I think if I were, you know, I remember when I was like younger, there was a lot of these zombie like video games coming out, and man, they were like, it was scary. Like we'd play it late at night and just dark everywhere, and we're just, our screen is on, right? And we're playing, and out of nowhere, like a zombie comes from behind, or that definitely scares me. And I, you know what, I probably wouldn't survive as well as maybe some other people, because they kept playing that game and they learned how to kill zombies, which I'm not sure I know how to. Like, I think you go for the head, right? You got to take that off. I'm not sure.
But the body keeps moving.
Right. Yeah. See, and then there's other rules about, like, I don't have any weapons either. Like, I have a hammer. You're like, okay, don't go to Mr. K for help. But for Julia, when Julia's saying is, I'm pretty fast. I wouldn't want to leave my wife, like, in the dust. Yeah, but if I'm running, I can't. How do you?
Just gonna plan on leaving her?
No, but I mean, if I run faster, you're right. I would get on my scooter and we would zoom away.
Carry her.
Yeah, that's.
What if he trips? Is she
yeah.
Both
see, yeah.
I'm gonna tell your wife.
You know what?
Run.
This question.
Like, there should be like a chemical that you can.
We can start making one on a Zoom call.
Oh my gosh, hand sanitizer towards zombies.
When I was little, and I used to make like potions, like soap, and I was like, I thought it was so cool.
Yeah,
oh,
right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right?
I used to put grass and water in the mud, and I used to try to. Give it to my parents. It's okay.
Oh my goodness. I love it. This is awesome. I think what I've learned from this is a few things. I need to learn some more TikTok dances. I need to share my photo of when I was young. And then I need to make a zombie apocalypse like plan of action.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll help you. Yeah, we do. Oh, I actually have like a suggestion.
Okay.
How about like, you know how he did like an introduction to Mr. K, or like introducing Mr. K, that'll be better, but how about we do goodbye to Mr. K and make a slideshow of you with us, and then you could show us like our first day pictures and our last day pictures.
Oh my goodness. That's a good idea.
I'm with you.
We should work on that. Let's the four of us and anybody else who wants to help out. Let's figure out how we can get because I have those pictures. Remember that we took at the beginning of the year that were on our on our windows in the class. I have those.
No, I didn't like that.
Well, you know what? That's what I got. I know. Mr. Cole was like really close. You're right. You're like what?
He was really close.
But we can work on making some sort of slideshow for the end of the year. That's a good idea for our class. I like that. And then I'm sure you guys have pictures too that you could add. Not from obviously, probably not in classroom, but maybe some from outdoor ed, maybe some from like after school. We could. I like this. I like all these ideas, guys. We should do this again. I love this. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. So. If you guys want to just say a simple bye, we can all say bye together. One, ready? One, two, three. Bye.
Hi, my name is Emily. My riddle is, you see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
Hi, my name is Trina, and my riddle for today is, there was a plane crash and every single person died. Who survived?